hello, everyone. I hope you all are having a fantastic day despite this, you know, cold, chilly weather we are having. So before I begin, I would just like to say that there's a poem by Maya Angelou that I love. It's called To Our Grandmothers. And in that poem, it says, I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. So tonight, I come as one, but I stand as 10,000 to the 10th power, so I never feel alone. Okay. So we are still feeling and facing the effects of slavery in modern time. Our society has pushed more so towards the idea of mental slavery than physical slavery, because physical slavery would be considered unconstitutional, although physical slavery still exists in some remote parts of the world. If you can control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to order him to the back door. He will go without being told. And if there is no back door, his very nature will demand one. These are the words that were spoken by Carter G. Woodson in 1977, and also written in his book, The Miseducation of the Negro. Asking the question, do black men and women have equal opportunities to succeed in life, is like asking the question, can a fish survive without water? Because we already understand the damage that slavery has had on black people as a community. The truth is, we will always be able to feel the impact and effects of slavery and sympathize with those who have sacrificed their lives, but knew that a new day was coming and never received a moment of notoriety. For those who envisioned the day that we would be considered free, knowing that they might not be alive to see the dream become a reality. The systematic oppression of black men and women is deeply embedded in the fabric of U.S. society. Black Americans are oppressed in many ways: inequality in education, employment, housing, healthcare, the legal system, and levels of poverty, which keeps us divided and has blinded people to the point where they can no longer see the worth, value, intelligence, and creativity of black men and women. This psychological conditioning has affected us greatly and has been drilled so deeply in our minds that we have allowed ourselves consciously and unconsciously to pass this way of thinking and believing from generation to generation. Through our competitive nature of being paired against each other during slavery, colorism, detachment from children, and so on. Our children need us now more than ever. So today I ask you, my brothers and sisters, are you still bonded by the chains that keep you in prison, or have you broken free from the very thing that has oppressed you and will continue to keep you oppressed?